Dave Emery here. This is Side 1 of For the Record program number 825, titled Generalissimo Francisco Franco May Not Be So Dead After All. This is being recorded on December 7th of the year 2014. Now, this is, of course, Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, the day on which this is being recorded. And I thought, by way of humorously observing how far down we've sunk, over the years, I describe myself politically as an anti-fascist, and that's something that simply is unknown to the average American at this point. At this point in time, the average American, if you talk about anti-fascism to them, they're likely to say, well, I didn't know her personally, but I hear she was quite a gal. Say, wasn't she related to Pearl Harbor? Well, in the manner of speaking, yes, but we have come a long way. Now, we're going to be looking at the history of fascism. Before we do, an important element of the history of fascism, and we're going to be illustrating why it needs to be studied both in its present and past manifestations, because they are inextricably linked. I want to encourage listeners most emphatically to go to the front page of the SpitfireList.com website and subscribe to the comments that are made. Most of them, the vast bulk, are made by a contributing editor who posts under the name of Terrafractyl, capital P-T-E-R-R-A-F-R-A-C-T-Y-L. And there are also substantive comments by other people as well. I will be cracking down to those people who troll the website. I will be cracking down even more firmly on trolls simply because they are not worth our time. Do subscribe to the comments at the top of the description for the Record 825. There is a link to click on to subscribe to the comments between the program material, the archives, the books, and the regular contributions of Terrafractyl and other knowledgeable listeners. The SpitfireList.com website is not only the best individual source for information about this type of material, but represents a running and consistently updated commentary on a variety of important issues. For example, Terrafractyl has done some great work about the Fukushima disaster in Japan, something I have yet to cover in the program. It is, in short, a nightmare. We have not been told what is really going on there, and if you want to follow what's going on in Fukushima, you could do no better than to follow the updates from Terrafractyl. Now, to the subject at hand, and bearing in mind that this is December 7th, the anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, which brought the U.S. into World War II, we're going to be looking at some of the present-day manifestations of fascism in Spain, which was one of the cradles of World War II-era fascism. Although Spain was officially a neutral country, it was fascist and represented a very important ally of both Nazi Germany and fascist Italy. And because of its nominally neutral status, it was able to be used as a base for espionage and in the pre- and post-war periods, sub rosa covert operation, both by the Third Reich and its post-World War II underground Reich manifestation. The title of the program derives from the old Saturday night newscast parody in which comedian Chevy Chase would observe as Francisco Franco, the fascist dictator of Spain, was dying and he passed away from a lingering illness. They regularly updated saying, General Francisco Franco is still dead, because there would be daily or weekly updates on his status. And at some point, it was very clear that he was not going to make it, but we kept being bombarded with updates on his health. And so Saturday Night Live parodied that by saying, yep, he is still dead. Well, I guess you could say vis-a-vis Franco and his fascist legacy, the song is over, But the malady lingers on because the legacy of Francisco Franco is still very much present, not only in Spain, but elsewhere as well. And that's something we're going to be highlighting right now.